Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Legalizing pot in New Jersey could be out of the hands of lawmakers and end up in the hands of voters next November. Here's KYW's Tim Jimenez.
It's a proposed ballot question from Senate President Steve Sweeney and Judiciary Committee Chairman Nicholas Scutari, both Democrats. Should pot be legal for those 21 and over? If so, the state's Medical Marijuana Commission would be in charge, and weed would be taxed at the sales tax rate of 6.25%, and no other tax on top of that. Sweeney tells KYW News Radio they're going this route, a referendum, because lawmakers haven't been able to hammer anything out.
We tried for quite some time to be able to be successful with a legislative solution for adult-use marijuana, and unfortunately, the votes aren't there.
The hope now from those in favor of legalization is that the strong support in polls will translate to votes in November. Reaction from the governor? Phil Murphy in a statement says he's disappointed the legislature couldn't come up with a bill, but he believes voters will change current laws that, quote, failed every test of social justice. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio.